You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
On Vision Sunday, we started talking about what we want our new year to look like and what God is saying about our new year. Even though we haven't spoken, sometimes we speak about the promise. We think about the promise. We meditate on the promise. Amen? Anybody ever had a promise, a vision, something that you really felt like this is something that God has given for you to do? But it's just like it always seems a couple of steps in front of you, like you haven't reached it, or it's just difficult for you to be able to grab a hold of it. And so we've been talking about this word that God gave us, possessing the promise. Possessing the promise. And we started back at Vision Sunday. If you haven't heard it, go back, listen to the podcast, get inspired with what God is saying. But I want to continue in that thread today and go for part two of possessing the promise. And Elder Eddie was giving me a word this morning and just said, God is saying that he is about to use you to unlock vision. And I believe that God has given each and every one of you a vision, and God wants to unlock that. God wants to see you not just know what the promise is, but to possess that promise. Amen. And so that's what we're going to talk about. And if you will, go with me to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, we're going to be talking about possessing the promise. Look at somebody and say, I'm ready to possess my promise. Amen. You got it. You got to get personal with it. I'm ready to possess my promise. Yeah, that's the type of attitude. So we're going to take a little journey with Joshua. And Joshua was the man that God used to help Israel possess their promise. And so this was God's charge to Joshua. Joshua chapter 1, you'll see it, verses 1 through 9. And so if you'll hear by the Spirit, this is not just God's charge to Joshua. This is God's charge to you for 2019. So listen to this, and then we're going to talk about it. After the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land I am giving them. I promise you what I promised Moses. Whatever you set foot, you will be on land I have given you. From the Negev wilderness in the south to the Lebanon mountains in the north, from the Euphrates River in the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west, including all of the land of the Hittites, no one will be able to stand against you as long as you live. For I will be with you, as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Amen. Isn't that a powerful charge? And God is saying that to his church. God is saying that to you, and God's saying that to me today. Not just Joshua of old, but God is saying that to a Joshua generation that's ready to possess their promise. The first thing that God says to Joshua is something has to die. Moses died, and a chapter of Israel's history was coming to an end. And the children of Israel needed a new leader that had the anointing and the skill set to possess. This is very important to get. Because to take possession, they would need a new mindset, and that would come in the form of a new leader. To be the leader, listen, to be the leader you need to be, some things are going to need to die in your life. To be the leader, because sometimes there might not be anybody around you, you're leading yourself. But to be the leader you need to be, some things are going to have to die in your life. If you want the new to come alive, you got to let the old die. Moses was an amazing leader, but the people and the Lord needed a Joshua to get the children of Israel to the promised land. So the question is for you today, what do you need to become the leader God needs you to be? What do you need to let go of? What do you need to let die in 2018? What do you need to not take with you into 2019? What is it that you need to just let that thing stay in 2018? Because the first thing it starts off with in this charge is, now my servant Moses is dead. There's some things that God even used in your life in the past that were great. But God is saying, I'm not doing that right now. I need something new. I need to birth in you a spirit to possess the promise. You see, Moses saw the vision. He vision casted the vision. And he got the people to a certain point. You see, what you've done so far has gotten you to the point that you're at right now. But you need something else to get you to the place you need to go. And that is the spirit to possess the promise. Amen. And so then God says to Joshua, now lead. That's an incredible charge. Now lead. Even when it doesn't seem like there's much in your life to lead, God is saying to you in this season, now lead. Even when you don't have anybody to lead but yourself, start moving towards the promise. Look at somebody and say, start moving towards the promise. Now, believe it or not, what Joshua had didn't look amazing in the natural. He had this ragtag group of people that were desert wanderers. He's about to start an all-out war with desert wanderers. They have no military technology that we know of. They've just been wandering around the desert for 40 years. We don't know. Have they trained for battle? We don't know. They're desert wanderers. But God said, now lead. Look at somebody in the face and say, now lead. See, you can't be sitting around waiting for somebody else to take the lead in the vision God has given you. You need to step up and lead. That's a word. That's a challenge to you in your spirit today. You need to step up and take the lead in what God has given you to do. And in this body, you need to step up and help lead in what the vision that God has given us here. God needs leaders. If we want to see souls come to Christ, we got to all step up. And in our own areas, in our own ways, we got to take a lead and take some steps. And so God says to Joshua, now lead. Because it takes leadership to get to the promised land. If everybody's sitting around looking at everybody else, looking for somebody to take initiative, guess what? Nobody's getting anywhere. But it's when people say, well, what if we do this? Well, what if we shift this around? What if we move this? And what if we did it like this? I know we've never done it like this before, but what if we just took a risk and tried this? It takes leadership to get to the promised land. And then God tells Joshua, he'll give him every place that he puts his foot. Oh, this is an important part because this is a prophetic word that God gave us a while back, that God would give us every place we put our foot. God was going to give us authority in different areas, not just geological, not just different areas, different cities, but God was going to give us authority in different areas. And so God says, I'm going to give you the same promise that I gave Moses applies to you. Every place you put your foot, I'm going to give you. And so when God gives you a promise, listen, church, you better hold on to that thing. Don't let anybody take it from you. Don't let the devil distract you. When God gives you a promise, you need to put your foot down on that promise. Come on, somebody, put your foot. Just begin to tap your foot today, because you need to put your foot on what God has said that you're going to do. You don't need to allow anybody to take it from you, to pull the rug from under you. God says whatever you put your foot on, you're going to possess that same thing. So you need to put your foot on the promise. Can I tell you, it's time to rise up and take bold steps. We sang about rise up today. Can I tell you that? It takes bold steps to put your foot on the promise that God has given you. Even if you don't have everything figured out, even if you still have questions, it's time to start putting your foot on the promise. It's time to start stepping towards your destiny. If you want to have a spirit to possess, you got to put your foot down. See, many people, the enemy's been harassing your family, been harassing your health, been harassing your finances, and it's time for you to put your foot down on the promises that God has given over your life and stop tolerating what the enemy is trying to do. So put your foot on the promise. You're never going to see your promise begin to become a reality until you begin to taking some steps. Look at somebody, say, take some steps. Take some steps. Then Joshua tells, God tells Joshua, as long as you're doing, oh, this is so key. As long as you're doing what I've told you to do, nobody will defeat you. Oh, come on, somebody get a hold of this. As long as you're doing what God has told you to do, nobody can defeat you. Listen, listen. When you are in pursuit of your promise, your enemies will not be able to overcome you. Your enemies may surround you. Your enemies may form weapons against you. They may talk about you. They may backstab you, but they will not be able to defeat you. They may try, but they will not succeed. If you're fighting a battle that isn't yours to fight, you're not always going to win. You're probably going to lose a lot of times when you're not fighting over the promise God has given you. But the word of God says no one will be able to stand against you. Joshua was unstoppable while he was in pursuit of his promise. And you, if you'll receive it today, are unstoppable as long as you are in pursuit of the promise God has given you. Far too often we're wasting time, we're wasting energy fighting fights that don't have anything to do with our promise. You know, some Christians, they're just the fightingest bunch. They're fighting over this, they're fighting over that, they're fighting over all kind of stuff, casting out demons that aren't in the way of their promise. Come on, church, be honest. You know you've heard it, you've been around it, or you've done it. You're casting out demons that are not even in your area. They're not even in your radar. You need to focus. Focus. Don't fight battles that don't have anything to do with your promise. Because you can lose those battles. You can get knocked out fighting battles that aren't in the pursuit of your promise. But in the pursuit of your promise, you are unstoppable. Then in Joshua 1:6, God tells Joshua, be strong and courageous. Come on, this is so important. God had to say it three times. Be strong and courageous. You can't possess without boldness. You can't possess. You might say to me, Pastor, I'm just not the bold type. I'm just timid. You need to learn how to be bold, because there's some things in your life that you'll never possess without some boldness. I'm not saying you got to be a loudmouth and you got to be bold all the time, but in pursuit of your promise, you can't back down. You got to be bold. Look at somebody, say, be bold. There's some areas even in my life I had to learn how to be bold. Because sometimes I didn't feel like being bold. Or sometimes I might feel intimidated. But God says, be strong and be courageous. In a battle, what happens if you're not strong and courageous? You lose. You can lose a lot if you're not strong and courageous, because when the battle gets hot, you really begin to see who's strong and who's courageous, because the people that aren't strong and courageous, they start running when the battle gets hot. Oh, when the battle gets hot, God says, look at this, remember this, be strong and courageous, because no matter how it looks, no matter how intense the struggle might be, they will not be able to defeat you. You are unstoppable in pursuit of your promise. So you cannot possess without boldness. If you remember, you know, Joshua's predecessor had a problem with fear among the people. And this is a thing. We have to have a strength and a courage that completely defies fear. We need a boldness that understands fear must be defeated. Why? Because fear is a promise blocker. Any place in your life that you have fear, you need to make it a purposeful thing that you're attacking that fear. That you're dedicating yourself to get into the Word of God and get into the presence of God and continue to fight against that fear, because that same fear is the one that blocks your purpose. Fear is a promise blocker. It will block your promise over and over again until you deal with it. Joshua said, I'm not letting fear stand between me and my promise. That was the difference. Joshua and the people following Joshua said, we're not letting fear stand in the way of this promise. We've waited long enough. Is there anybody in this room can lift your hand and say, I've waited long enough for my promise. I'm not letting fear stand in the way of the promise that God has for me. There will be some fears that you will need to kill off in pursuit of your promise. There will be some giants in your land, but be strong and courageous. And then God says something important to Joshua. He says, don't deviate. Can I tell you today, do what God has called you to do. Don't deviate. Don't deviate. Don't be distracted. Don't be afraid. Don't be sidetracked. Don't be pulled this way or pulled that way or pulled off course. When God gives you an assignment and a promise, walk that thing out. Walk it out. Walk it out. You know, the enemy is going to come with any type of way that he can distract you or put a tragedy or a trauma here. And now you're focused over here. You're focused over there. But God is saying, don't deviate. Obey God's commands. Don't deviate. Study the word. Get it in your spirit. Write yourself a reminder. Put it in your smartphone. Make yourself a vision board. Write down the vision and make it plain. Study the vision. Study the word of God over your life. Don't deviate from it. What do the words say? What do the charge say? Meditate on it day and night. Meditate it before you go to sleep. Be thinking about it. Dream about it. Get that thing in your spirit so much that you don't deviate. If you want to possess the promise, you've got to know the promise. You got to know the promise. See, some people, you don't even know, because you hadn't been reciting, you haven't been rehearsing the word of God over your life. You don't know exactly what you're looking for, so you don't even know what to do if you get in striking distance. See, that's the important thing. When you know the vision, when you get in striking distance, you can take advantage of that. When you get close, you know what to do. So meditate on God's promise over your life. Write the words of God upon your heart when you're praying in the morning, before you go to bed at night. Think about it. Dream about it. You need to know what the promise looks like. And then Joshua 1:9 says, and this is the exciting part. If you weren't already excited, then God says to Joshua, I'm going with you. Wherever you go, I'm going to go with you. When you're in pursuit of your promise, I'm with you. Wherever you go. And that's amazing, because when you're in the pursuit of the promise, God is with you. You don't have to be worrying about going alone. God is with you when you're in pursuit. You don't have to figure it out on your own. God said, I'm going to be with you. You don't have to fight your battles on your own. I'm fighting with you. I'm going to be with you I'm all around you. I will be your shield and protector. I will be your strong tower that you can run into you when you need a rest from the battle. I will be with you. Can we all stand today? Because we're going to make some declarations over our lives today. Joshua took desert wanderers. Joshua took refugees and through the power of the Spirit transformed them into the army of the Lord. To possess your promise, you're going to need to fight. And not just that, you're going to need some people to fight with you. You're going to need some people to come alongside of you and stand with you. Because there's strength in numbers. The Bible says that where two or more are gathered, there I am in the midst of them. The Bible says where there's a threefold cord, it's not easily broken. Imagine when you're standing shoulder to shoulder with people that are willing to fight with you and you're willing to fight with them over the promise. The power is exponential to achieve what God has said to achieve in your life. This is what's so powerful about corporate worship, about corporate agreement. There's momentum that becomes mutually beneficial to achieve the word of God over your life. So when we pursue our purpose together, it's more advantageous than doing it alone. Whenever we pursue our purpose together, it's advantageous. When you're alone, nobody's fighting with you. But when you come into unity in the body of Christ, hallelujah, you got brothers and sisters, you got comrades that are ready to go into battle with you, to war over the purpose that God has given you. And there's strength in unity. And as we're unified in our faith and in our love and in our purpose, we're going to see the promise possessed. Are you ready to declare some things by faith today? I said, are you ready to declare some things by faith today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shiboroto kinda she. All right. Today, I will let go of every dead thing in my life. Come on, say it confidently. Today, I will let go of every dead thing in my life. I will let go of the negative. I will let go of the things that are not like God. Today, I will start stepping up. I will take the lead in pursuing my promise. I will not wait. I will not delay. Today, I will put my foot on the promise. I will stand on the word of God. I will stand on his promises. I will step out in faith. Today, I realize with God, I'm unstoppable. The devil can't stop me. Bad economics can't stop me. Other people's bad choices can't stop me. Today, I will be strong and courageous. I will be bold. I will not back down. I will stand my ground. Today, I will not deviate. I know what God has promised me. I know the word of God. I will not be discouraged or distracted. Today, I realize God is with me. I realize the church is with me. And there's no gate of the enemy that can stand against me. I'm more than a conqueror. It's not if I win. It's when I win. Because that's my promise. That's my promise. Come on, and somebody celebrate in this place. Like the victory is already yours. Give God the praise like it's 2019 already. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.